me the money.
Show me the money.
How many bounces, Wisp?
You know what's staggering about this game, watching this game that you played in back in 1989, is that you actually know the game so well, before the passage of play unfolds, you're calling it. How many times have you sat and actually watched this game?
How many bounces?
I don't know how many bounces you took.
How many metres
gained? All I know is you've taken up the position, the wrong position a couple of times at stoppages.
No, I haven't.
You've been far too attacking.
Simon Zara's on the line. He's got to show me the money. He's a very talented footballer. He probably might have represented the state in the amateur code. Simon, welcome.
Morning, boys.
State of Origin night tonight. Did you play? We know you loved your footy. Did you play some representative footy?
Yeah, just a schoolboy, usual football. Down with that secure there for a little bit, a bit of fun.
And you've gone down the horse racing path. Now, you could have been anything. That's what we're told.
Oh, no, short legs and this day and age, they're not required, those players anymore.
Now, we're going to go through the horses that you've got in at a massive race day at Flemington tomorrow, but we've been told about this goat that you've got running around your stable. What can you tell us?
The mother's of the horses too, but she's just a bit of a mascot, and Matthew and I have always had a goat, and then she just sort of came along, and she's the mascot and a bit of a guard dog to go with it.
Does it go to the races as well, Simon, or not?
No, she doesn't go. She just protects the stable, and any owners that come in, she checks them out. If she doesn't like them, she'll have a bit of a charge. So owner beware when they walk in the gate.
Do you tether her or not?
No, she just roams around and goes from stable to stable and cruises around. So a bit of fun to have around the place, and just livens it up a little bit.
Righto, now we've been doing this for, I think, 3 weeks. We've had two good results. We had a shocker last week, so we're trying to find our great listening audience just someone they could have a little shekel on at some stage. You got a nice card tomorrow at Flemington. Let's go through them. What you got at race 3, River Knight? What can you tell us about River Knight?
Yeah, obviously, back last start and probably just charged a bit, and then got a tongue over the bit halfway up the straight and sort of faded into the line, but we put the tongue tie on the last couple of gallops and seems to have responded well. So she's probably touted as our best 2-year-old, and hopefully that tongue tie and probably get a little bit of cover tomorrow. She should bounce back.
I'm thinking about putting a tongue tie on Gary this morning too.
Simon, we like to have a rating out of 10, like confidence level. So 8.5's the highest we've had. What's your confidence level with River Knight?
Probably about a 7, I think. Just as long as if she can bounce back, she's probably about a 7.
Righto. You got Palmy in the next race.
Didn't have much luck the other day. Got galloped on, then over raced and probably faded. So just try and get a bit of cover with her. She's a quality filly, and I'll probably rate her about an 8.
Yeah, ooh, good nice record over 1,400 metres.
Yeah, no, she loves it. Well, she races really well here, and she's been very unlucky probably the last 3, so if she can just get a bit of luck in running, she's a top-quality filly, and, I think she's probably nearly our best for the day.
Oh, that's nice. She's $8.50 at the moment, so there's a nice little tip in here. What about, and then the next race, Age of Chivalry.
Yeah, well, he's obviously a Group 1 place in the spring, and just been struggling to place him in the right sort of race. This looks a good race for him tomorrow. He's just drawn a bit wide, so he's going to have to do a bit of work to come across, and looks to be a lot of speed. So, it looks a good race for him, but he's just going to need probably a bit of luck in the first couple of hundred. If he gets that, he'll be hard to beat.
Confidence out of 10?
Probably 7.75, I think. Needs a little bit of luck. A little bit of luck early. If he gets it, he's going to be thereabouts.
That's a first for us. We haven't had a 7.75 confidence rating yet. Hey, what about race 9, Prasado?
He's a nice horse. It's whether he gets a strong 1,200. Give him another crack at 1,200 up the straight. His best form seems to be over 1,000, and boom to win the other day up the straight, and just probably found the 1,200 a touch far, just overdoing it. So one more go at 1,200, and look, if he gets it, he'll be thereabouts. So, he's probably about a 6.
Six. And did Palmy's your best at the moment, $8.50. What did you give it out of 10?
I gave it an 8.
Ooh, all right. Hey, that's a nice little book there. We're going to follow them with great interest, Simon. We appreciate you jumping on, mate, and good luck tomorrow.
No, any time, guys.
Go on, you, Simon.
Simon Zara, always. Yep. Good to our program.
Race 4.
Number 4.
Number 4, Palmy. $8.50 it's listed at the moment. May move after that.
Jason Richardson's coming in after 8, so we'll get his thoughts on that. And Prezzato, milk drinker, I've been told.
I did my Guinness form yesterday.
Oh, of course you did.
I did, Garrett. What did you do? I'm asking you this question, okay? Mm-hmm. Why is there only... The race is worth a lot of money. Why are there only 8 horses in the race?
I don't know. That's why we're going to have to ask Richo. I'll be interested for that.